usually I, you know, when I start the show off, I'm in a joking mood. I, you know, crack a few jokes when we start off the intro for Pigskin Frenzy, but we're going to just, you know, for this episode, just dial it back a little bit and, you know, on a more serious note. A tragic event happened with one of the NFL draft prospects, and a lot of people don't know about him, but he is a very underrated draft prospect on a lot of people's boards, and he's a solid defensive end. Albany, from the University of Albany, Albany head coach Greg Gattuso has announced the tragic passing of Albany defensive end A.J. Simon at the age of 25, and it was, you know, on Twitter, got the message for quite sad. He was ranked in the top 20, in the top, I would say 30, top 30 of defensive end prospects in the 2024 NFL draft. He was a potential draft pick, and he was most likely going to get drafted. He was a very underrated prospect. A lot of scouts and a lot of coaches have raved about him and his potential to be a stellar prospect in the National Football League. And stuff like this happens, unfortunately, and it's not what anybody has hoped for. It's not what anybody, you know, needs to hear, and it's the last thing everybody wants to hear. And it is just, it's just quite unfortunate and very tragic. My thoughts and prayers are with A.J. Simon's family, the whole University of Albany community, and the Albany football team and his family and friends. So A.J. Simon, at the age of 25, tragically passed away. And this episode is dedicated to him, his family, his friends, and the University of Albany as we talk about the NFL draft. With that being said, welcome to Pigskin Frenzy on this wonderful and quite chilly but also warm, kind of in the middle, Tuesday afternoon in Illinois. Thursday afternoon in Illinois. Thank you. Talking about college football. Thank you for joining us. I'm Joel Norris. And whether you're watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify, Podbean, and Apple, a big thank you for taking some time out of your Thursday to just sit back, watch, and listen to some NFL coverage presented by me. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, like each episode, leave comments down below. Spotify, Podbean, and Apple, all you have to do is just share around with others and follow on there as well. Now, X, Instagram, and Facebook, just type in Pigskin Frenzy. Follow, like the pages there. You're going to get episode updates. You're going to get news and highlights from across college and NFL football. You are going to get trivia questions on Instagram stories. Go and answer today's NFL trivia question, as well as all things up to date for Pigskin Frenzy. Guys, the website, www.pigskinfrenzy.weebly.com. You want to know a little bit more about me, go to the Home and About Me page. Learn more about me. Guys, if you click on the platforms page, you will go to the platforms that I just mentioned to keep up with all things up to date for Pigskin Frenzy and listen to this podcast on different platforms that you prefer. And if you click on the affiliations page, you go straight to our partners at The Beard Club. If you want to make yourself look great grooming-wise and make your facial hair needs and just meet your facial hair needs, go to The Beard Club. Significant others of men out there listening to my show, you're not going to be disappointed with their products. Beard growthing kits, there's a discount code of SPRING25. 25% off on beard grooming kits. There's also 15% off deal going on right now for the Beard Club. Go now and shop. If you don't even just want beard growthing products, you can get body wash. You can get face wash. You can get a loofah if you want to. You can get a boar bristle brush. You can get a lot of stuff. Razor, beard trimmers and beard razors and beard buzzers electronic, you know, razors if you need them. The Beard Club has it all. You're not going to be disappointed with their products. Go to my website at www.pigskinfrenzy.weebly.com or go to my link tree on X, Instagram, or Facebook. Click on the link tree and click on the link for The Beard Club, and it will get you your grooming kits and it will get you your products from The Beard Club. The Beard Club is where your needs are going to be met, grooming and facial hair wise. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for being our partners at The Beard Club. And thank you for joining us for Pigskin Frenzy today. NFL today, we have a lot to talk about. Well, majority of the talk about is going to be about the NFL draft. We are 1 week out, ladies and gentlemen, from the NFL draft next Thursday. Next Thursday. Can you believe it? Next Thursday, 1 week away in Detroit on ESPN, ESPN Plus, ABC, NFL Plus, and NFL Network. Did I say all of that? Most likely. I said it as much as I could. NFL draft next week on all ESPN and NFL Networks and ABC. Guys, The draft is one of my favorite things about the offseason for both NFL and going in, or going from college, going into the NFL. That's what it's about. It's about stars becoming even brighter. And that's what I said last year. I'm going to say it again. It's about college stars becoming even brighter. And they are going to become bright in the 2024 NFL draft. Guys, cannot wait for that. Today we're going to discuss the team's needs and what they need to probably capitalize on to make sure for future success in the NFL draft. We're going to talk about team needs. We're going to talk about a little bit of other things. Guys, keep on plugging into Pigskin Frenzy on all platforms. Follow and subscribe on all platforms. You're not going to be disappointed in the show. And if you don't want to, well, I would suggest you do it anyway, because you're going to be highly entertained with what Pigskin Frenzy has got to offer. Guys, let's talk about, before we get into draft needs, because I know I said it last week, I said it on Tuesday, that's what this episode was going to be about. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get into it. Let's talk about a few things before we get into it really quickly. Let's talk about voluntary workouts, because they're here. Voluntary workouts, quite frankly, right before you know, OTAs coming up soon, and the tag deadline coming up soon. We got a lot of players who are skipping voluntary workouts to discuss contract extensions. A lot of them are just doing it for more personal programs. We're going to get into that. Let's talk about the players who are missing out on these voluntary workouts. Two key size players at the receiver position. Three, actually, if you want to count three, key receivers in the wide receiver slots. Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, he is skipping voluntary workouts because of contract talks. Do not have word if he's going to skip OTAs or not, but that's a big thing. Him missing voluntary workouts and him missing a kind of a key part of getting started during the summer and getting started, heading into the fall is something you got to, take note on. And CeeDee Lamb is their key receiver on that offense. He's a solid player. He's coming off of his best season yet as a Dallas Cowboy. So contract talks are there. We're going to see what the Cowboys can strike up a deal with CeeDee Lamb and see what CeeDee Lamb can get paid coming up. And hopefully nothing happens as he's entering his final year of his rookie deal coming up here shortly. We got Justin Jefferson, who was entering his final year of his rookie deal as well. Justin Jefferson, he will also skip voluntary workouts to discuss contract extensions. Kind of like it's a mini holdout. These aren't really holdouts. These are mini holdouts. Now, once you go into OTAs, go into training camp, that's when you're really holding out. But just skipping voluntary workouts, you can be okay. You got some time, but I would not. And I'm going to say it just like I said about Saquon Barkley. I would not take these for granted. I would jump on the opportunity to bring a Justin Jefferson back, to bring CeeDee Lamb back for the Dallas Cowboys. See Courtland Sutton, another guy that is skipping voluntary workouts due to contract talks. I would CeeDee Lamb's situation is a little bit different. I would be in more discussion with Courtland Sutton than the others about where to go from here. But where to go from here for CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson, if you're the Vikings and the Cowboys respectively, I would most likely, with those two guys, I would highly discuss trying to re-sign them and trying to do everything you can and push to re-sign them and bring them back into the offensive mix for your team this season and beyond, because those are some two good wide receivers, man, and you're not going to want to miss out on those two guys. So those three are skipping voluntary workouts because of contract talks. Micah Parsons, Cowboys defensive end, will also skip voluntary workouts, but not because of contract talks. He is fairly happy with everything, how everything is going with his contract with the Dallas Cowboys. No, he's skipping voluntary workouts because he wants a more specialized training regimen for his voluntary workout. There's nothing wrong with that. I understand that completely. Get in the right shape, get in the right mind as you as you prepare for the 2024 season and beyond. Not because of contract extensions, because he wants a more specialized program. That's fine. I understand that. Go do you, Micah Parsons, as long as you are an animal for the Dallas Cowboys coming up in this season and beyond. So those are more the skips for voluntary workouts, and that's what's going on around with voluntary workouts coming up around the league. Also, a couple of signings and extensions that we're going to mention right now before we get to the NFL draft and the team needs and what we're going to talk about here, because this is going to be a good episode. Devontae Smith for the Eagles. Eagles wide receiver Devontae Smith has signed an extension, and it is a quite hefty extension, if you ask me. It is, as I go to my notes here, it is he will get $51 million guaranteed. Let me see if I can, come up with this and just come up here and with my notes to a three-year extension, $75 million extension that includes $51 million guaranteed. That was per Ian Rappert on NFL Network. So sorry for my stuttering and all that. I was trying to pull my notes up. And we have some more extensions that we're going to talk about here in a little bit. But Devontae Smith, getting him back into the fold for three more years is awesome. That is pretty good. That is what you need as the 2021, class gets, approaches their, their end of their rookie deals. He gets an extension. Trevor Lawrence is in talk of an extension with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Devontae Smith, a $75 million extension that includes $51 million guaranteed for 3 years. Good deal for Devontae Smith as he is a key part of that Philadelphia Eagles offense heading into voluntary workouts and OTAs coming up in the next few weeks. So good on, Devontae Smith. Another one that's, in talk with it for an extension is Tua Tagovailoa for the Dolphins. He has not had an extension yet. No contract talks have been made as of yet, but he is not skipping. He is not skipping workouts. He's not skipping OTAs, and holding out of those. He is ready to full on go for the 2024 season. He's not holding out. He's being patient with everything. And, when the bridge crosses, when they cross that bridge, they're going to cross that bridge. So good on Tua Tagovailoa. The Colts are, signing defensive tackle DeForest Buckner to a two-year, $46 million extension. That is per Adam Schefter. That was a couple of days ago. And good on DeForest Buckner getting another massive deal and staying as a huge part of that defensive front for the Indianapolis Colts because they need some beef up front. So that's a good thing for the Indianapolis Colts. DeForest Buckner signing that extension with the Indianapolis Colts. Big news here, T. Higgins. Latest update on T. Higgins. He is expected to stay for the 2024 season with the Cincinnati Bengals, even though he has requested a trade. So it's most likely going to be his final year with the Bengals, most likely, but he is committed for the 2024 season with the Cincinnati Bengals and expects to be there this whole season. So T. Higgins, most likely staying with the Bengals for the 2024 season. His future is still unknown with the team as a whole. So good on T. Higgins. We have not only that, we have a signing for the Los Angeles Chargers, and this is what they needed for sure. They signed Gus Edwards during free agency. They signed another running back in the form of J.K. Dobbins. They signed J.K. Dobbins to a one-year deal. They needed that. Hopefully they can extend him later down the road, and maybe even after this coming up season, if he does quite well in this offense under Jim Harbaugh. J.K. Dobbins needed to be a Charger. They needed J.K. Dobbins in this fall. He's a solid running back. He has some injury concerns with a torn ACL and the Achilles, and he's had some injury concerns, I'm not going to lie, but J.K. Dobbins is a fantastic running back when healthy. So Dobbins going to the Chargers, it's what they need, and it's two good running backs that replace a solid and elite running back with Austin Ekeler now being at the Washington Commanders. So J.K. Dobbins with the Chargers, good signing there. And that's pretty much the signings and what's going on with extensions and signings and voluntary workouts and what everything that's going on, besides the NFL draft. We're going to get to the NFL draft in a little bit. Let's have an update really quick on the Rashi Rice situation. He has turned himself in. So he had an arrest warrant that we talked about last week. He has turned himself in to the police. His bond was set at $40,000. Last I heard that he was released. But he did get arrested. He turned himself in. there's going to be a civil suit from the victims that also features SMU defensive back Teddy Knox, who was a part and played a crucial part in the multi-vehicle crash with Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. He has been suspended from the team indefinitely. He is also being sued by the victims, $1 million. So both of them are being sued $1 million by the victims who were reportedly injured in this crash. Nothing other than the injuries have happened, which is fantastic news. I'm glad that everything's good for those families. But the civil suit has been brought up to Rashee Rice, to Teddy Knox, and they are going to get sued, or expected to get sued, $1 million by the victim's family. So that's the latest update on the Rashee Rice situation. We're going to talk about that more in depth as we find out more on X, and I'll provide updates on there as well. So let's talk about the NFL draft, what we mainly came here to talk about for this episode and for this show. Teams' needs. What do teams need and what do they want? Some news out of the NFL draft before we get started, though, really quick. I know you're probably thinking you're just pushing it off. I'm not trying to push it off. The Patriots hosted Michael Penix Jr. The Giants, Seahawks, and the Raiders have hosted Bo Nix again, and they have hosted Spencer Rattler. Spencer Rattler has come up into the fold as quarterbacks as a round two quarterback prospect, a Friday pick for next Friday in the NFL draft for round two. So Spencer Rattler working his way up on the draft boards. A lot of things going on there. A lot of things going on with the NFL draft. The Commanders, they met with Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix, JJ McCarthy, Drake May at once. All at once going on there, and that is a pretty interesting meetup for the Commanders, hosting all quarterbacks at once. A lot of them are still getting, some meetings in and getting ready for the NFL draft next week. And it's going to be interesting because a lot of these guys are already have announced that they are going to either stay at their house or attend the NFL draft in Detroit. A lot of the top stars like Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, and Roma Dunsey to be included are all going to be at the, and Brian Thomas Jr. as well, all going to be at the NFL draft in Detroit. A lot of them, guys like JJ McCarthy, are expected to miss the draft in person, but will watch the draft from their own place. So they have not reported on if they're going to attend or not. So that's the latest updates on the prospects and what's going on in the NFL draft as we continue on here. Let's talk about teams' needs and what they need for this NFL draft. Because there's a lot of teams that need certain things for the NFL draft. We're going to be quite honest. There are some teams and some things that need to be addressed with each of these teams. If you start with the Chicago Bears, let's talk about what the Chicago Bears need. An extra wide receiver wouldn't hurt. Obviously, they need a quarterback, and they're expected to address that issue by most likely picking the number one prospect right now in Caleb Williams. Now, what they need is a receiver or some more pieces at linebacker. Addressing an issue at linebacker would be good. They got some good linebackers with Edmonds, and they got some good linebackers there. But adding another linebacker to the rotation would be nice. Maybe get a Dallas Turner. Maybe get an Adrian Cooper, if you will, in the second round, if you will. The number ninth pick is kind of fluent right now because if you look at the number ninth pick, they don't know if they're going to trade it or not. We don't know what's going to happen. So the ninth pick and the 10th picks with the Bears and the Jets are just kind of fluent. We don't really necessarily know if they're going to keep that draft pick or not. So it's kind of interesting to see everything, how everything's unfolding with, those picks. But how I look at everything and how I see everything standing right now, the Jets probably will keep that 10th pick. But the Bears are most likely going to trade their ninth pick is what I've been hearing. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but that's what I've been hearing, that they're most likely looking to trade that pick. So we'll see what happens with the Bears. With the Bears, Dresser needs a quarterback. That's the main one. You're going to get that done. An extra receiver wouldn't hurt, even though you have DJ Moore. You have Keenan Allen, now part of the Chicago Bears. You have a good running back in DeAndre Swift. And you got Cole Kmet at tight end, who was an underrated tight end, by the way. Cole Kmet is. So you have those pieces there, but an extra receiver wouldn't hurt. Maybe like a Roma Dunsey. Maybe like a Malik Nabers if they fall that far. So let's see what happens with the Chicago Bears. For the Washington Commanders, easy. Quarterback is the need right now. Sam Howell traded to the Seattle Seahawks. They need a quarterback. They need a fresh start. They most likely will need some help up front around him. They need an extra O-lineman wouldn't hurt whoever is the number two pick, whether that's Jaden Daniels, whether that's J.J. McCarthy, whether that's Drake May, whoever is the number two pick for the Commanders at quarterback. They need some help as like an O-lineman. That's a good type there. When you look at that, it's a good one. You already got two beasts at running back in Brian Robinson and like I just mentioned earlier, Austin Ekeler, now a part of the Washington Commanders. You got some two good beasts of running backs right there that will help you out in the running game. So you got that. You got that need. Fine. You just need a little bit of help on the O-line. Need a little bit of help in the quarterback area department as well. So those are two needs there. For the Patriots, if you want to look at the number three spot, what you could do with that pick, again, quarterback. You got to address a quarterback need. You don't have Mac Jones anymore. He has been traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars to back up Trevor Lawrence. Please do not get me started on that, because I already got started on it earlier. But if you get me started on it in a one-on-one conversation, I'm going to have my thoughts on it as well. So let's not talk about that right now. The Patriots need a quarterback. Drake May is a likely spot here at number three is what I've been hearing. Gerard Mayo is high on Daniels. He's high on May, and he's high on McCarthy. So those are, again, three quarterbacks there that could go two or three in this draft class, and they are really high on him at quarterback. Receiver could be a good one. They still have Kendrick Bourne. They still have Devontae Parker, but an extra receiver wouldn't hurt New England as well. They most likely could address that in the second round or maybe even the third round. Some more O-linemen wouldn't hurt as well. And not only that, on the O-linemen, let's address the defensive needs as well. If you look at their secondary, I think a high-end secondary that can help out Christian Hernandez, who joined the Patriots last season, that could be a good option there for, you know, the Pats getting an extra secondary in this draft. Maybe if you get a guy who's like a Kool-Aid McKinstry or like a Terrion Arnold, if you trade up to draft one of those guys that can help out in the secondary, that may be do the trick for the New England Patriots as well. Help out in the secondary. That's a need for the New England Patriots. You got that going. You need a quarterback, obviously, and you need some help. An extra receiver could help as well. Number four, the Cardinals. One need for the Cardinals is wide receiver. And that's what the Cardinals really do need. Because Rondale Moore no longer there. He is an Atlanta Falcon. Good on the Falcons for getting that, pulling that off, for helping out Kirk Cousins in the offense coming up in 2024. But when you look at the Cardinals, Kyler Murray's going to need some help. He's going to need some extra help. This could be a spot where Marvin Harrison goes. This could be a spot where Roma Dunsey goes or Malik Nabers. I think a big key component right there is a wide receiver, and that is a big need right there. You could address the safety issue. Buda Baker, we don't know how long Buda Baker could be there. He's a solid safety, an all-pro safety. Keep Buda Baker there as long as you can, but if all things go astray, you can get another safety to replace at the secondary position for the Cardinals. So I would say safety and wide receiver are two big needs for the Arizona Cardinals, not just at four, but throughout the whole NFL draft. So these aren't just for their spots. These are for, you know, I'm going in the first round order, but these aren't just for their spots. These are for just overall in the draft. Look at number five. You look at the Los Angeles Chargers. receiver. Hands down, they need a receiver. They only have two of the depth chart. The rumors are still there about signing Marquez Valdes-Scantling. You need more than just MBS, more than just Quentin Johnson, and more than just Josh Palmer. You're going to need more guys. You're really going to need more guys. And I would say a good spot right here is a receiver. Like I said, Malik Nabers could be a good spot, or Roma Dunsey could be a good spot there as well for the Los Angeles Chargers. They need an explosive receiver that Justin Herbert can throw to after the losses of Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. They are explosive receivers, have great tons of speed, great awareness, and those are guys that you can look at. If you're the Chargers, you need a wide receiver. That's a big need right there. Linebacker, you can address it at linebacker. Kenneth Murray no longer with the Chargers. Getting a good linebacker like an Edgerrin Cooper or a Dallas Turner or somebody like in those realms. Jeremiah Trotter would be a solid receiver or linebacker choice for the Los Angeles Chargers in this draft. So a linebacker and receiver are two big needs for the Chargers right now. I would say definitely a wide receiver, though, to help out and add some more depth to those receivers. So that's one right there. Number six is the Giants. So if you're looking at the Giants, what do the Giants need, man? What do the Giants need? Everyone's saying pick a quarterback here. J.J. McCarthy. Pick, Jaden Daniels. I honestly, and this is going to be just my honest thoughts here. If you think, to me, that the Giants need a quarterback after paying Daniel Jones that much money, I just don't understand that, okay? I don't get that. I don't get why they would draft a quarterback if they paid Daniel Jones that much money. I get it. Drew Lock is your backup. Drew Lock has had hot and cold games as a Seahawks quarterback and as the Broncos quarterback. But guess what, dude? Daniel Jones was most likely going to start in week one. Here's the thing. Also, if you look at the Giants drafting a quarterback in the first round, why would they bench him for anybody else? Why would they drafted him that high? Or even they trade up to get a quarterback. Why would they bench him for Daniel Jones? And I'm not saying Daniel Jones ain't a good quarterback. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying, why are you going to draft a quarterback that high in that class only to bench him? Makes no sense. Doesn't make any sense to me at all. And for him to not start, I don't think they need a quarterback here. I think they need a receiver. I think they need O-lineman. I think they need to beef up on the secondary, and I think those are the key needs for the New York Giants, whether that's drafting a Malik Nabers, whether that's drafting a Roma Dunsey, whether that's drafting a Joe Alt, a J.C. Latham for the offensive linemen. They need to beef up their O-line, they need to beef up their receivers, and they need to add some extra faces to the secondary, guys like Ontarian Arnold, guys who can fit in that mold in the secondary for the New York Giants. So that's what I think the Giants need, going into the NFL draft. Go by draft order here, the Titans, that number seven, lineman for sure. I think O-lineman is a big part here. They got DeAndre Hopkins. They got, Treylon Burks is still there. They got Will Levis at quarterback. They got two solid running backs in Tony Pollard and in Taiji Spears. I would think lineman is a good part here. And what better lineman here would be than you get J.C. Latham? J.C. Latham would be a good choice here at number seven. Going to Tennessee, solid player there. They also got Calvin Ridley at wide receiver. So, I mean, they got some guys on offense. They just need an offensive lineman. I was like, offensive lineman, add some more to the secondary after trying to get rid of, Kevin Byard. He is gone. Add some more beef to the secondary at safety, a safety and an offensive lineman. Address those needs if you're the Tennessee Titans in the NFL draft. I think those are some good needs that need to be addressed if you're the Tennessee Titans. For Kirk Cousins, man, for Kirk Cousins, a good spot here would be O-linemen. Get some more O-linemen, get some more pieces to build around Kirk Cousins on up front and to block for him, you know, going into the 2024 season. The Falcons are at 8. If you get to the Falcons, I would look at that and say, hey, you know, I think we should draft an O-lineman here to help out Kirk Cousins. And on defense, if you want to look at defense too, corner would be a good need to address as well. There are some good corners. Kool-Aid McKinstry is a solid corner. There's a lot of corners in this game that are really, really, you know, good and special that you could take in this draft. So corners, Arnold, McKinstry, guys like them from Alabama, you could take them at, you know, for, you know, at the Falcons here, at whatever pick, but take a corner. Corner would be is a good need to address and to beef up your secondary in Atlanta. So offensive linemen and secondary are two big needs that I would think that the Falcons need. We went over the Bears. Again, Jets. Let's talk about the Jets really quick. The Jets, I would say the Jets could – if the Jets wanted to, they got some needs that they could address. I would say address some more needs at linebacker and maybe on the offensive line. I think those are some key needs right there for the Jets. But if you would want, you could honestly trade the number 10 pick if you wanted to, because you had a really good offseason last year, and you had a good and you're having a you know you had a solid offseason this season as well. So if you want to trade up that pick for some more draft picks, you could honestly, that'd be a win for the Jets if you would want to do that. So that's the Jets right there if you would want that. But the needs that I would address if I'm the Jets for the offensive line and the linebackers positions as well. For the Vikings, you need a quarterback. If you're the Vikings, you need a quarterback. Is Sam Darnold not the guy? Long term, I don't really necessarily know if he's the guy unless you want to start him this whole season. And then see how he does. And if then, and only then, you're thinking, oh, he's not really the guy. We probably should have drafted a quarterback this past draft. You're going to have to draft one in 2025. So if you want to do that, do that. But I would think a quarterback would be in need. I would think I would think running back would be in need behind Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is a solid running back, but get another guy that could, you know, rotate in and out with Aaron Jones. So running back would be a good need. I think a quarterback would be a good need. You got the receivers in Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson this season. I think tight end would be a good need as well. I think tight end, rotate him and Hockenson. TJ Hockenson, they could rotate in and out together, at tight end. So those are some two big tight ends for the Vikings. Tight end, running back, and quarterback could be a big need for the Vikings. Broncos, quarterback. Again, quarterback. I think J.J. McCarthy is a good spot to go for. He fits what Sean Payton is looking for. So if you're looking for the Broncos, quarterback, immediately. The Raiders. The Raiders, quarterback is a need, maybe as a question mark, because I think Gardner Minshew could be that guy, but let's see what they do. I think, honestly, if you're going to be real, I think more receivers besides Davante Adams would be nice. So some receivers, I would honestly, you could go with corner as well. I think corner and beefing up the secondary could be a good need for the Raiders. I said that last year. I think they should have beefed up their corners last year. But I think this year they're going to finally pull the trigger and select a corner. So a cornerback would be good. Some extra help for Gardner Minshew in the receiving spots for the Raiders. So that could be really, really good. So, I think that's good. The Saints, I honestly think the Saints really need to bulk up on the line. I would think bulk up on the line most likely, get some more guys up front for on the defensive side of things. Get a defensive tackle, get a defensive side of things, get a defensive front, get some more beef on the defensive front. I would say defensive end, defensive tackle. I would say defensive tackle more likely than defensive end, but a defensive tackle could be good for the Saints and some more line. So O-line, defensive tackle, I would probably pick between those two right now. Those are some good needs for the Saints to bulk up and help out Derek Carr going into the 2024 season. Is going to be an entering a make it or break it year. So the Colts, if you look at the Colts, build around Anthony Richardson, right? Build around Anthony Richardson. Tight end is a need. I would say Mo Alie-Cox can do it, but I think a dynamic tight end could do something here. Brock Bowers could be that guy for the Indianapolis Colts. If you look at that, Brock Bowers at 15 could be a good spot for him. Go to the Colts, be a good dynamic blocker, pass catcher, help out Anthony Richardson a lot. That'd be a good pick for the Colts there. And if you want to help out as well, you get some more running backs. I think running back is a need that you got to address as well behind Jonathan Taylor. I think behind behind tight end. I think those are the two big needs right there that I would address if you're the Colts, tight end and running back. So Seattle Seahawks. I think quarterback is something that you may can look into because I don't know how long Geno Smith's got left. Geno Smith most likely will start, but who? But you got Sam Howell, but will who's going to light that spark under Sam Howell? You could honestly get a quarterback that fits Mike McDonald's vision for the future in Seattle. Not only that, tight end would be good here. A lineman would be good here. Offensive lineman would be good here. So quarterback, tight end, and offensive lineman are some key needs that the Seattle Seahawks may need. Jacksonville Jaguars, you look at them, I would say developing Trevor Lawrence is key here, but how are you going to build around it? That's the real thing. How are you going to build around that? I would say beef up the O-line. Again, keep beefing up that O-line. Add some more receivers. Gabe Davis is a good addition. Not only that, I think tight end would be a good spot for the Jacksonville Jaguars to go to. Tight end and some O-linemen are some key pieces that the Jacksonville Jaguars can address. Also, if you want to address some more, you can address the linebacker spot. I think the linebacker spot is a big thing to address if you're Jacksonville in this draft. So linebacker, offensive lineman, and obviously, tight end if you want to, you know, add some pieces here. The Bengals, offensive lineman, of course. If you look at the Bengals, it's O-linemen all day. Beef up that O-line and protect Joe Burrow for all of what is it. You know, just protect Joe Burrow. That is the key. The 2024 mission is simple for the Cincinnati Bengals. If you want to look at their mission for the 2024 season, it's one thing. If we go to the Super Bowl, we protect Joe Burrow at all costs because he's the reason that they get there. Okay, so offensive linemen, you could obviously add some more in the cornerback spots, get another cornerback, add some more in the secondary, offensive linemen, secondary. Oh yeah, did I mention offensive linemen? Those are the two big needs that the Bengals need. The Bengals need more help on the offensive line. Protect Joe Burrow at all costs. Do it in this draft and get some offensive linemen and corner. A low-key need is going to be receiver as well, if depending on the uncertain future of T. Higgins. So receiver, offensive lineman, and cornerback. Did I mention offensive lineman? Anyway, the Los Angeles Rams, if you look at them and what they need, I would sit there and say, honestly, if you want to talk about what the offensive lineman needs or Los Angeles Rams need, I would say defensive tackle. I think replacing Aaron Donald is a must. It's a big key, big factor. Getting up to the defensive front, I would say Los Angeles Rams could focus on that in the 2024 NFL draft. That's a big need there for the Los Angeles Rams. Also, if you look at any other position that the Rams need, I wouldn't say receiver. I would say running back. I'd say getting a good running back behind Kyren Williams. He proved to be a dynamic force at the running back spot, but getting a running back that can rotate in and out with him and share the snaps with him. So defensive lineman and running back would be suffice if you're the Los Angeles Rams in this draft. The Steelers, they need some more help. They need a receiver. They got rid of a solid receiver in Deontay Johnson. They it helps out the Panthers a lot that he has gone to the Carolina Panthers. So the Steelers, I would say receiver could be it. Receiver, and honestly, if you want to address this, probably go with the defensive line. I think defensive linemen would help for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Defensive line, and I would address a issue at receiver for this NFL draft. Miami Dolphins, you look at the Dolphins, don't load up on receiver because you got a lot of receivers, and even if you're trying to sign Odell Beckham. So I would honestly, if you're the Miami Dolphins, you look at the defensive line and O-line. I think that's sort of the two big needs that you look at. Protecting Tua Tagovailoa some more. Had a small sack problem when it comes to, you know, trying to protect Tua Tagovailoa. But defensive line is a need and offensive line is a need for this NFL draft class. For the Eagles, you look at the Eagles, they need secondary, man. They need help. They need help on the secondary. Safety and cornerbacks are the needs for the Philadelphia Eagles. Safety and corners are needs for the Eagles. So those are the two big needs for the Philadelphia Eagles. When you look at the Vikings, we already went over the Vikings. Let's talk about the Cowboys. The Cowboys, what they need is some more running backs. I think a running back could be it. They lost Tony Pollard. They don't have Ezekiel Elliott. They have Deuce Vaughn. Deuce Vaughn's a solid back. But I would give somebody to help out Deuce Vaughn. I'd get a running back to help out Deuce Vaughn in this draft. So pick up a running back if you need it. And honestly, protect Dak still. Beef up the line some more on offensive line. So running back and offensive line are some key needs for the Dallas Cowboys. If you look at the Green Bay Packers, don't stop helping Jordan Love. I get an extra receiver or two to help out Jordan Love. Romeo Doubs is still there. Christian Watson is still there. I mean, you got a lot of guys, for the Green Bay Packers, if at receiver, if you look at them, receiver could help. If you want to look at their D-line could help also. So receiver and D-line could be something else for the Green Bay Packers. I'm about to be done with this episode. Just keep bearing with me. If you want to talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and what they need, corner is a need. I think cornerback is a need that they could, desperately need here. I would say that. I would say defensive end as well. Keep building up that defensive line. I think the defensive line would suffice. I think it's good, but I would make it even better. So I would say add a couple of pieces on the defensive front. So I would say corner. I would say corner and defensive line. And you could work with the safety as well. So those are some three big needs. All defense for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here. For the Arizona Cardinals, I already mentioned the Arizona Cardinals. For the Buffalo Bills, the Bills need some help on the offensive line. That's one. And they need some help on the linebacker spot. They need some help in the cornerback spot, too. They need some corners. They need some safeties, some corners, some offensive linemen. They need throws. Throws are three big things. I mentioned the Bills last week with so much of a roster turnover. They also needed some wide receivers as well. I lost Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis. They need some help at the receiving end as well. So they need quite a few things in this draft. They need to address the cornerback spot, the safety spots. They need to draft some offensive linemen, and they need to address the wide receiver spots for this draft class. Those are the needs that I would focus on if I'm the Buffalo Bills heading into the NFL draft next week. So that's one. If you're talking about the Detroit Lions, let's look at the Detroit Lions and what they really need for this draft. I honestly would build around Jared Goff as much as I could. Build around Jared Goff. Linemen, keep beefing up the linemen. Build up, if you want to build up on defense, keep adding to the defensive front. Keep add some more linebackers. Those are some three big needs there. Linemen on both ends and linebacker spot right there on defense. But if you want to help out Jared Goff more, an extra receiver or two would not hurt. Amon-Ra St. Brown, solid. Josh Reynolds is solid. Add some more. Jameson Williams is also solid, but you add some more guys to help out Jared Goff if you're the Detroit Lions. For the Baltimore Ravens, it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple if you're the Baltimore Ravens. And I would just look and think, okay, add more guys up front and add more guys up front on the defense. So offensive linemen, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, add those two It's pretty solid. So add those two there. If you're looking at that. So that's for the Ravens. For the San Francisco 49ers, and I'm about to be done, I'm going to add a couple more because we got to go with the Panthers, and we're going to have to go with the Texans, and then we should be good to go. The Browns. We forgot to add the Browns. So the Browns, Texans, and Panthers, and that should be really about it to wrap up this show. So when you look at the 49ers and you look at everything, you know, going on with them, I would probably just focus on building up more receivers, only because you don't know the future of what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. So that's going to be key thing, contract discussions is going on with Brandon Ayuk. Maybe add a receiver or two. Maybe focus on some more safeties. I would focus on the safeties as well. Build up on that defensive line again. They lost Javon Kinlaw. They lost Eric Armstead. Maybe pick a D lineman here as well in the first round. But I would also focus on the receiving spots and a safety for this draft class. For the Kansas City Chiefs, some more receivers would not hurt. I mean, they had a lot of problems with drops last season before they went on to win a Super Bowl. So I would think right there, the Chiefs, that would be a good spot. You just get a receiver. They could get they can get some more corners if they need to be. We don't know what the future going on with L'Jarius Sneed. I mean, L'Jarius Sneed went to the Titans, so they need a corner. So corner would be good. A receiver would be good. If you want to focus a little bit on the linebacker spot, maybe, but I would suggest focusing on two big things, and that's the wide receiver and the safety in the secondary for the Kansas City Chiefs. Three more teams, the Panthers, beef up that offensive lineman and focus more on the receiver. So offensive lineman, some receivers, please, for all that is Bryce Young, just help him out, please. Help out Bryce Young. That is the big thing right there if you are the Carolina Panthers. So that's the big thing there for the Panthers. For the Texans, when you look at the Texans, again, help out your quarterback. Help out C.J. Stroud. I would get another running back. I would pick another running back behind Joe Mixon. That's a good need if you're the Texans. The line is looking good. I would beef up the line still. I would help out in a sense of beefing up on defense, as in linebackers. I'd get some more linebackers in there, linebackers, running backs, and another receiver besides just Nico Collins and besides Stephon Diggs could do the trick too. Add a third man in there at receiver. So linebacker, running back, and receivers are some good needs for the Houston Texans and to keep on building here. So some good needs there. When you look at one more, as we, you know, about to conclude today's episode of Pigskin Frenzy, the Cleveland Browns. When you look at the Browns, I wouldn't say you need anything at running back, because you got Nick Chubb, you got Jerome Ford, you got Pierre Strong, you got some good running backs, you got Elijah Moore, you got Amari Cooper at wide receiver, got a solid tight end. If you would honestly think about their big need, really, is at offensive line. I would still beef up that line, protect Deshaun Watson from getting hurt, because he got pressured a lot. So that would be, you know, the big thing there. So just just protecting Deshaun Watson on the O line. So linemen, you could honestly, if you want to throw in a secondary in there, a safety, you could throw in a safety in there. Most likely safety and offensive linemen are the two big needs that the Cleveland Browns really need if you are just the Browns in general. So safety, offensive linemen, those are some two big needs for the Cleveland Browns. So those are just what the team needs for the NFL draft. Next week is our draft special episode. We're out of time for this one. A big thank you for taking some time out of your Thursday to just sit back, watch, and listen to some NFL coverage presented by me. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, like each episode, leave comments down below. Spotify, Podbean, and Apple, all you have to do, just share around with others, follow on there as well. Now, X, Instagram, and Facebook, all you got to do is type in Pigskin Frenzy, follow, like the pages there. You will get episode updates. You're going to get news and highlights from across college and NFL football. You are going to get trivia questions on Instagram stories. Go and answer today's NFL question as well as all things up to date for Pigskin Frenzy. Again, big thank you again. www.pigskinfrenzy.weebly.com, the new website. Check it out. Pick your platforms that I just mentioned, as well as go and check out the Beer Club, which is our proud partner of Pigskin Frenzy. Again, big thank you again for joining us here for Pigskin Frenzy on Thursday. Next week is our draft special episode for Pigskin Frenzy as I will release my round one mock draft ahead of the NFL draft and round one of the NFL draft on all ESPN and NFL Network. So that's next Thursday. Tuesday, we will do our last round of spring outlook for the 2024 spring football season before we dip into some spring football results. So that's Tuesday. And until then, I'm Joel Norris signing off. We will see you then for an edition of Pigskin Frenzy. For everybody out there, please and always stay the course.